All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, the basketball world is bidding farewell to a legend as Kevin Garnett is retiring after 21 seasons in the NBA. Garnett and the Minnesota Timberwolves recently reached a buyout that will allow him to walk away from the game. I mean, you look at the last few years and he has been plagued by injuries. And obviously, as Garnett is now the age of 40, he is not the player that he once was. But the basketball fans that have followed his illustrious career are not going to remember the last 1 or 2 years of Garnett's career. They are going to remember the overall impact that he has had on the landscape of basketball for the last 2 decades. You go back to a guy that was a first-round pick of the Minnesota Timberwolves in 1995, coming straight out of high school. And, you know, I mean, there were people before him that came out of high school to the professional ranks. You go back to the likes of Moses Malone and Daryl Dawkins, but nobody in that current era of the 90s and nobody with as much pressure on them as a guy like Garnett did. As a rookie with the Timberwolves, he would average over 10.5 points per game. He started in 43 games and he appeared in 80 games that year for the Timberwolves. Now, little by little, Garnett continued to improve, and by 1997, he was already an NBA All-Star. By the end of his second year in the league, this guy averaged 17 points per game along with 8 rebounds, and he put Minnesota basketball on the map. I mean, he had his MVP season with the Timberwolves back in 2004 as he averaged 24.2 points per contest along with 13.9 rebounds, 5 assists, and 2.2 blocks. That was Minnesota's only trip out of the first round of the NBA playoffs. And for what it's worth, that was the Timberwolves' only trip to the Western Conference Finals. This guy was an Olympian on the United States gold medal winning basketball team back in 2000. You're talking about a guy that was a 15-time All-Star, the 2008 NBA Defensive Player of the Year. He led the league in rebounding on 4 occasions. He scored more than 26,000 points, more than 14,000 rebounds, and over 5,000 assists. Now, of course, when you think of Garnett with the Timberwolves, you think of a guy that did not have a lot of help around him, and thus Minnesota could get to the postseason, but they were not able to take that next step and get to a championship level. Thus, Garnett was traded to the Boston Celtics back in 2007 to team with Ray Allen and Paul Pierce to form the new Celtics version of the Big Three. They would immediately win the NBA championship in 2008, and they would go on to continuously be a title contender during KG's run there. And let's not get it twisted. The following season, Garnett did suffer a knee injury, and he missed the postseason. And for what it's worth, if Garnett did not go down with that knee injury, you're talking about the Boston Celtics repeating as NBA champions. He had a brief stint with the Brooklyn Nets before coming back to the Timberwolves. And you look at a guy for his NBA career that averaged nearly 18 points per contest along with 10 boards. And for Garnett's career, he banged in the low post with the likes of Tim Duncan, who also retired this year, Dirk Nowitzki, Shaquille O'Neal, and some of the other great big men of this era in the NBA. Garnett was an infamous trash talker, but he was one of those guys who could back it up. And of course, he had the nickname of the Big Ticket. You look at this guy, and like I said before, he is not only the face of guys coming out of school early, straight out of high school to the NBA, rather. And on top of that, he is the face of Minnesota basketball. When you think of Minnesota Timberwolves basketball, you cannot bat an eye without thinking about Kevin Garnett and what he meant to that organization. This is going to be a very, very exciting Hall of Fame class in a few years. And the reason why I say it is this: you're going to have Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and Kevin Garnett all going in to Springfield for the Basketball Hall of Fame in the same year. That is a lot of legendary basketball players right there, and that is a lot of legacy going on right there. And each guy left their respective impacts on the game of basketball. But you look at a guy like KG, he, like Kobe Bryant and Tim Duncan, left the game of basketball in a better state than it was before he started. And I mean, there will never, and I repeat, never be another Kevin Garnett. So I think basketball fans and the game of basketball overall really has to take the time out to honor this man and salute his legendary greatness and what he has meant to the NBA. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next summer at Coney Island MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping today's action from week number 3 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.